since Derek Carr is about to sign with the New Orleans Saints, I thought we could talk to Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. And let me ask the question this way. Do the Hurricanes have to play against David Carr twice this year, or do they get to play against David Carr twice this year?
The Hurricanes.
Not the Hurricanes. The Panthers. Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
The Carolina Panthers.
I screwed up the joke. I can't even use that as a promo now. I'm going to chew it again. Let me try it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Let me try it one more time. Will Brinson, do the Hurricanes.
Okay, third time's a charm.
One more time.
Dude, you got Kane brain.
Do the Panthers have to play against David Carr twice, or do they get to play against David Carr twice?
I think the real question is, do these Saints-Panthers games become revenge games for David Carr? Or are they revenge games for the Panthers? Remember David Carr, famously, a.k.a. Mr. Mittens?
Yes.
I started a website, a Panthers blog, based on David Carr's mittens. I was when the internet was young, man. I tell you what.
AOL.
Yeah. Oh, this is just a separate one. And I think I even used .org because MrMittens.com was taken by a mitten company. Nevertheless, I digress. I think I will say this. There's no bigger critic. Nobody's been a bigger critic of Derek Carr than me.
Right.
Until last year, like an idiot, when I finally was like, oh, maybe it'll be good with Josh McDaniels. And he's had his worst year.
Right.
I think that he made a smart signing by going to New Orleans in the sense that his other option was likely going to be the Jets. I don't think the Panthers thing was ever really it's going to materialize just because of their timeline and what they want to do with the draft. I'm blocked by Derek Carr, David Carr, and Darren Carr, who you probably didn't even know. That's a third brother. Maybe most people didn't. I'm blocked by all these mofos. How do you think these guys, I've talked to Raiders beat reporters, like they have been blocked and unblocked and reblocked and deblocked and tri-blocked. Like it's just a never ending thing where the guys can't handle any sort of criticism of Derek. And so they get upset about it. How do you think that would work with the Jets?
Oh, no, it would be terrible. Plus, the Jets would essentially see, gosh, didn't we once have Matthew Fitzpatrick? I'm screwing up names all day long. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Didn't we have this U.S. Open winner? Never mind. I am so bad at this today.
It's okay. Look, it's Monday. I think everybody's struggling on a Monday. I will say this, too, we were doing a Derek Carr emergency podcast. And we decided, by the way, that Derek Carr is the absolute floor for emergency podcasts. Like, that's where we draw the line, is Derek Carr. Derek, you're the median of what
Jimmy Garoppolo, is he above the Derek Carr line or below the Derek Carr?
I value Jimmy Garoppolo more than Derek Carr.
So. All right, because Jimmy Garoppolo could end up signing. That's, to me, what I've always thought the Jets were going to do is Jimmy Garoppolo in New York. And I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest. But let me ask you about the Panthers. You said they weren't really interested. I didn't think so either, because I firmly believe they are going to draft their quarterback. Yes. My conversation with Scott Fitterer, if I could read between the lines there, really made it seem like their quarterback, their next quarterback, was in the draft. They might add a veteran, but it would be a veteran just to hold a place card.
There's a very, very obvious layup veteran name for the Carolina Panthers. Did I give it to you?
Teddy Bridgewater?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Yeah,
he started an entire year with Frank Reich in Indianapolis. He's familiar with the system. Great teammate. Not afraid to step aside for a rookie if need be. Very popular in the area. You know, you would get your drums from NC State fans if that's what you care about doing. Sure. I think pairing him with one of these quarterbacks coming out of the draft, and I agree with you 100%. I think the real question is going to be, and I think this is a really important question, is where do the Panthers get their quarterback in the draft? Because Scott Fitterer, and, you know, this has been true even dating back to, you know, you look at where he came from in Seattle, they don't trade up a lot. They don't give up those, they don't want to sacrifice, you know, high draft picks. The Bears really had a thou doth protest too much situation with the GM and the head coach being the subject matter of both Albert Breer and Peter King's big columns on this Monday. But like, we're trading it. And Brian Poles told Peter King, he's like, I mean, I've got a future 2024 first-round pick and a 2025 first-round pick on the table right now. Why would I take less than that? It's like, no, you don't. Like, no, you don't. If you did, you would have taken it. You,
right.
wouldn't be telling Peter King about it at the combine. You just take it.
Right.
So I think the Bears are really trying to drum up a lot of interest in that. I don't think Scott Fitterer, if he had his druthers, would sacrifice future draft capital, heavy future draft capital, to move up and get a pick. I don't think he wanted to go get Matt Corral. I think that was probably the owner. So the question is, and this applies to Indianapolis too, how much, because Chris Ballard does not like to trade up and would not make that sort of deal with the Bears, how much does ownership weigh in on the cost and the location of the move that you make in the draft if you end up making one?
Well, David Tepper has shown tremendous impatience when it comes to the quarterback position. Here's the way I look at it. First of all, kind of Jalen Carter, you know.
That's a big deal because.
I think it's a big deal for the draft. He's not going to drop that far, but Warren Sapp dropped to number six to Tampa, where he was obviously one of the top two players, maybe the best player in that draft because he had marijuana in his past, of all things.
Laramie Tunsil with the gas mask bong thing. Can I say that on terrestrial radio?
Sure. What's wrong with gas mask?
A bong. I didn't know bong was something.
Bong. We make noises all the time.
Bong. Bong,
yeah,
bong, bong.
Exactly.
Bong, bong. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Carter thing is interesting to me because, I think the Bears are in a thou doth protest too much situation. They will move if they get the right capital. I don't think they want to drop all the way to nine because you go from one to nine. You have to get a ton back from the Panthers in order to justify moving out. And he said, Ryan Poles even said, we got seven guys that we consider like blue chip players. Jalen Carter, with the issues he's got, not that he isn't a blue chip player, it's just like now all of a sudden, where do these concerns go? Because I don't think anyone saw them coming. Teams weren't aware of them. They found out him like basically in real time as we did. And so if you shrink the number of top tier players and top tier prospects, it then makes it really difficult to justify trading as far down to nine.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. I think the Panthers stay where they are and take the quarterback that's left because, honestly, I think that every single day I read about which of these other four quarterbacks is the number one quarterback, whether it's Richardson or Levis or Stroud or Young. Every other day, there's a different one that's the best of the four. Honestly, stay where you are. I think one of them will be left at number nine. I could be wrong. And if they're not, trade back and draft Hendon Hooker in the second round and be happy with that. I've read enough about Hendon Hooker where he might end up being the best, even though he might not have the best physical gifts of these guys. And who cares? Either way, it's all a roll of the dice. Let me ask you one thing. We have about 35, 40 seconds left. Where's Aaron Rodgers going to go, and when is he going to tell us what's going on?
Hopefully he does it, not 6:30 a.m. on a Friday morning. I still think he's going to play. I think he gets traded to – I've been saying the Raiders all along, so I guess I'll stick with that. It does sound like maybe the Jets are a little more likely. Adam Thielen remarked that he thinks he's going to retire on the NFL Combine broadcast on Saturday. It was interesting for – he's in the division, current player.
Was Thielen in the darkened room with him? Maybe he was in the room next door. Did they have
adjoining
caves,
mosque, caves is right. I think it's actually a hut. And by the way, I'm having music in my darkness hut. I'm sorry, I'm not just eating food and thinking my thoughts for 4 days. My God. And I wouldn't wish
it
that.
It defeats the purpose, man. You have to be alone with your thoughts for 4 days.
I'd be like podcasting, like in the darkness. I didn't even realize it. Just talking to myself about football.
Unbelievable. You're the best, Will Brinson. I appreciate your time, man. I'll talk to you later.